If anyone would be willing to come to the microphone, either one of them, and just express their thoughts about the process. Really, process becomes a pretty important thing with these gatherings, and you know, if there's something that you'd like to say to us, we'd like to welcome that. And I'm trying to kill a little time because they count the votes, and there you go. We got some people coming. All right, let's start over here.
Check.
There we go.
I'd like to affirm the time spent throughout the day and even yesterday celebrating the things that are going on in different congregations that some I've never even heard of before, and would even encourage till another year maybe finding more ways of sharing stories of what God is doing at work in our own lives and in our context and congregations.
I would like to affirm the Church Together Statement Committee and their work that they did. I was one of those that was angry that we were doing it and mad about the time limits and everything else, but I appreciate the way that they kept working and kept listening to us and made adjustments. One thing I would like to see us do differently, which I say every year, is I would like us to dwell in the Word at our tables.
I was prepared for a little more lively discussion, maybe some contentiousness today, and I didn't feel that at all. It felt very calm. It felt like we had really good discussion around our tables, and I give credit to the worship time, the songs that you chose to have us sing, and I really enjoyed the day.
Mike Manessas from Table 22. We felt that the process was very good. We heard words like delightful, hopeful, significant. It felt like it was meaningful, very meaningful to be here in real conversation this time, and whereas previous assemblies it felt like business as usual on the surface level. This is getting deeper. And secondly, having dialogue and talking without expectation. Sometimes we get into the idea of when we talk, we have to have an expected direction of where this conversation is going to go. It's better not to have expectation, but to talk meaningfully.
This is more about the entire process than about just the process here today. Our congregation took the time to talk about these things at some length during our service last week. And there were three comments about the whole process that I just wanted to repeat. Someone said, considering the three statements together and voting on them without permitting amendments seem kind of heavy-handed and top-down. This was, of course, before we did that. Someone else commented that for several years our conference has avoided any official table talk on this issue, and why all of a sudden is there a rush to adopt statements without much time for discernment? That seemed odd. And it was pointed out that some congregations have successfully processed issues where there is conflict, and it's often taken 1 to 5 years of conversation before they could come out somewhere. And then a thoughtful comment that really got me thinking about it. Congregations in Franconia Conference differ vastly in how we make decisions. In some, there's a serious effort to find out what all active members of the congregation think about a given issue. And the person who had spoken with some people from other congregations said in some others, the leadership team basically makes the decision, and the rest of the members are expected simply to go along. And I was thinking there probably are a number of different things between these two extremes, and that may be part of what makes it so hard for us to talk with each other and understand where we're coming from.
Thank you.
My name is Mark Michalovic, and I was at table number 20, and the one word I used to describe our conversation, the word that came to me was welcome, because when I first spoke, when it was my turn to speak, I was nervous and apprehensive because I was about to say things that I didn't know how well they would be received, and I had a good feeling a lot of people might strongly disagree with me. But at our table, we did have a lot of disagreements, but everybody made each other feel welcome, and we all listened to each other respectfully and all feel like we can keep having conversations as long we can keep discussing things even when we disagree.
Chris Ann Swartley out of Doylestown Congregation. I'm about as Mennonite as they come. I think both sides of my family can trace their families way back. And I just want to say that in processes like this, I really encourage us to allow leaders, pastors who have chosen Anabaptism rather than being born into it, allow them to hold a mirror up for us so that we can see both our strengths and our weaknesses and find a way forward. I know I've learned the most about myself and my own leadership style, my strengths and my weaknesses, by working with those who don't come from my ethnic cultural background, but we share a theological conviction. It's helped me grow in ways that I never would have imagined, and I think it would help our conference to look for those voices and welcome them and honor them.
Thank you.
Larry Diener, Franconia Mennonite. I certainly affirm the process today in the table groups. Have been very, very fine, the time of open mic and so on. I found myself wishing that there would have been some way after the open mic time for either the authors of the statements or someone from the executive committee to respond to some of the questions. There were some fairly simple things being asked that nobody answered for anybody. That would have been helpful if there would have been some way for that to happen.
Just a few words to add. We had it was not headache inducing like it was previous years, so we're thankful and hopeful for that. Celebratory, and pardon my pronunciation of it, but it was muy bien.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, I'd like to invite Ortel Wiggum to come up here now. Ortel, are you? Where are you? Okay. Ortel and I are just going to reflect a bit on the day, and then we're going to invite Nancy Kaufman, who's our representative with Mennonite Church USA, to come up and give her observations and blessings for our time together, and also invite her to have a closing prayer, after which we will together repeat a statement that Franconia Conference has done for many, many years as they ended their conferences together. So, Ortel, I'd like to have you go first. And then after we do have the results, I'm going to give that to you. Well, I'll give it to you now. For the Faith and Life, the result there is 71% affirm, 22% do not affirm, and 7% abstain. That's for the Faith and Life. For the Grace and Truth, 73% affirm, 18% do not affirm, 9% abstain. And for both of this, we are keeping a record, or we're noting the reasons people noted for the abstentions or the no votes. We appreciate that very much. We will pay attention to that going forward. So, Ortel, I'd like you just to kind of make a few comments, and then I'd like to give my observations for this day, and then we'll invite Nancy to come up.
While I'm making my comments, this is unplanned by us, but yet planned. I'd like to ask staff if they'd come up and stand behind me. Just make it this move quickly. I wanted you to just take a look at the folks who are instrumental, in addition to our board, to helping to make things happen for us at the conference. I think, we're blessed to have a dedicated staff of people who don't do what they do because they're paid for a job, but they indeed and honestly see this work as a call. And so you see most of them here. Some of them are stipend staff people, so don't get excited. We're not overstaffed. So, but these are the people who, for many of you know, take care of the needs of our conference. These are the people who are in meetings at 8 or 9 o'clock at night and who are driving all kinds of hours to get from here to there. These are the people that answer the phone when you call them and don't tell you that it's a Saturday or it's late in the day. These are the people who try to get you connected with what you need. These are the people who are praying for you and with you. These are the people who support many of you as pastors, helping you to find direction when you just need someone to talk to and talk with. These are the people that count your money. Yeah, they do. and, and and make sure that your finances are what they ought to be. These are the people that help to make this by work of the Holy Spirit and other volunteers and contracted people help to make this possible. But I wanted to just bring them up here so that you could see who they are. You know, it's kind of like those of us who are pastors, we preach a 20, 30-minute sermon, depending on our culture, maybe an hour. And people think that that's all that that took. But that's a combination of hours or weeks or even months of preparation. And so today is part of that effort that has taken, I would say, more than, a year plus of dedication and time. So I wanted to just give attention to those who you have graciously agreed to work with you as a conference and express my personal appreciation to them publicly as a conference executive and ask that you do the same, please. Thank you. They weren't expecting this, so you guys can. Thank you. I'll just say, one of our brothers said that one of our sisters said something about not feeling any tension. Well, what came to my mind was the scripture that says that he's able to do more than we can even ask or think according to the power that works in us. And this is an amazing example of what the Holy Spirit is able to do when the people of God come together for the purpose of accomplishing kingdom business and not be about personal agenda. And so I just want to make a quick observation of comments that I wrote that I promised John won't take more than another minute. This meeting, for me, has been one in which Jesus, through his Spirit, has promised to be present. He says, when we gather together in his name, he is present, and he's been faithful to that. This has been our time together where we've worshiped and we've praised, and God has promised to inhabit the praises of his people. We've come together to discern what Jesus has promised, and that is to equip the church to do the work that he's called us to do. So God indeed has given us the wisdom that we need. While we aren't perfect and we have more things to work through, we can rejoice in God keeping his promise to give us the wisdom. This has been a place where we've experienced some stormy moments, and Jesus has ordered peace be still. At least at my table he did. I don't know about yours. But that has been a time that we've indeed been able to experience what Christ has for all of us. This gives us a direction as conference leadership. We are your servants. We are your representatives. As you tell us and discern through Jesus Christ what you believe Franconia Conference ought to be, the board acts on your behalf, and the staff acts on behalf of the board, and we all act on behalf of the Holy Spirit. So thank you for the work that you've done here today. It does give us a direction. We do have a vision and planning meeting scheduled for early in the year, and I see John looking at his watch. I have an eye in my ear. But I just wanted to say God bless you, and thank you all for participating, and I'm happier than I was when I came.
It was suggested to me that I repeat the results of the voting. Apparently, when I said it, I spoke pretty quickly, and somebody may have not heard correctly. I apologize for that. It is one of my flaws, speaking quickly. Okay, for the Grace and Truth, 73% affirmed Grace and Truth. 18% did not affirm Grace and Truth. 9% abstained. For the Faith and Life, 71% affirmed Faith and Life, 22% did not affirm it, and 7% abstained. Okay, so now my observations. I'm upset with myself for not getting a good night's sleep last night. I must confess, I was nervous about today, and usually I don't have a trouble sleeping, but I did not sleep as well last night as I typically do. And now I'm upset with myself for worrying about that. So what my experience is that you have demonstrated why diversity is incredibly good. The service last night, ending with the choir from Whitehall was just incredible, precious. The kids that were up there making us, you know, that was wonderful. Yeah, all the other things that happened, the sermons, were really outstanding. So it was a diverse evening last night, and I really felt myself totally appreciating that. For a moment last night, I must confess, I thought, why in the world are we doing today? Because last night is the way we ought to be. So I'm getting a clap. All right. So I guess I want to express my appreciation to you for demonstrating the finest way of church that I've experienced in a long time. So I thank you very much for that. I've been told by a sage, I won't tell you who he is or how old he is, that conferring is hard work. And I think we worked hard today, and I'm pleased with the way it happened. I know that we need to continue to work at staying together, hearing one another, appreciating differences, accepting one another's different opinions, etc. But I think we're on the track. So with that, I'd like to invite a song, and then we're going to have Nancy Heise come up here. Nancy Kaufman, I know that. Nancy Kaufman will go up and give her observations, and then we're going to find a final statement, then we'll be gone. One more piece of good news. People are welcome to take the hoagies home with them. So feel free to grab some hoagies. They're back there. They don't know what to do with them, so take a couple home for dinner tonight. Nancy.
I was asked to make a few observations, and one of the things that is interesting in the Mennonite church is that there is a gossip grapevine going around the church. And so when you said you were worried about this evening today, I've heard from various persons who maybe talked to one person from Franconia, you know, maybe a relative, and say, oh, you know, everything is going in a bad direction, and so, or I even get what's going on in Franconia. And then somebody else talks to another relative, and the word gets back, such and such, and some good words. And recently, I was at a conference assembly, present right there, and then a week later, discovered that the word was that this conference had chosen to close. And there is absolutely no truth in that. So I would like to challenge all of us when we're talking what we pass on as truth, or making sure we have our facts correct. But anyway, I have been very impressed with this meeting. One of the things that I noticed, I felt like there was good representation and good engagement among the tables. And if way you reported, yeah, there's some disagreements in this room, but the way you reported it sounded like there was some good interaction between the persons at the table. And my goodness, you know, we all want to be faithful to God, coming together and talking it out and letting God help us sort together. We bring more wisdom into a room than if we're just off on our sides making decisions. One thing that I thought was interesting as I was coming up here around the corner there behind you, John, is a list of, what is it called? Lunchroom rules. And one of the things that I want to commend you on is you know, obviously they need to tell the children what the rules are for the room. But a lot of times when we've been coming together in groups, in different groups, we forget to remind ourselves of what our rules are for how we are going to behave. You know, you covenant together, how we're going to handle ourselves. I experienced clear directions on what you wanted to accomplish. I appreciated hearing what does a yes mean and what does a no mean. A lot of you in your congregations, how many times have you taken a vote and somebody that had the same opinion as somebody else voted different ways because they misunderstood what a yes meant and what a no meant? So I want to affirm that. setting the foundation of how we are going to be in this meeting together. I also, you know, when I talk about it felt like full engagement, I actually was in a meeting where a conference assembly a while back made a vote, and the vote didn't go a certain way, and so the pastor literally walked up to the front, pulled out a letter on the church stationery saying that they were going to be pulling out. What kind of a behavior is that? You know, you already foregone conclusion, sort of like a blackmail. And I didn't sense that in this room. I give thanks to God for that. That is so refreshing. The other feeling that I had is so that I do feel that you are you have a commitment to wanting to be faithful. And refreshing it was for me to see that you had a good process. Was it perfect? No, some of you are saying, no, it wasn't perfect. But at least you were intentional about how you were doing it, so that I felt more of a responding and engaging rather than a reaction to that. The other thing that I want to affirm you for that was really refreshing, and I did have to go back and forth a few times to the Eastern District because I relate to that conference too, but at one point I was in their space, and all of a sudden I heard this singing in this room and clapping, and so, you know, coming back and getting to get to have a piece of that celebration. Celebrate what God is doing among you, you know, thinking about where God is at work, and not to allow that to be buried under your disagreements, because there is a lot going on. And the world is watching. And so as you go out and talk about what you have done, it will influence the rest of the church. And, you know, the rest of the church does need to hear how we can work together. So I did feel a good spirit, and my heart was lightened. And I had been praying for you up to this meeting. I told your leaders I would be praying for them. Every time one of you stood up, I would be praying for you that God would give you the courage, the wisdom to continue to move forward. So I will continue to pray for your conference. Help lead the way on how we can come together. And discern. And when you think about the Lord's Prayer, when we say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, there is no manual on how that is to be. For me, that says we need to come to discern together so that we can understand and reflect what heaven is supposed to, or what heaven is and how this earth is supposed to reflect that. So I will pray for you. Thank you. Thank you for this day of modeling how we can talk together, because we all do want to be faithful to God. So receive this blessing from me. God is the reason that we are here. Know that God is watching over you and is keeping you. You have nothing to fear. May you live with your cup half full rather than half empty. May you keep your eyes open to see God in each of you and among you. May you allow the Spirit to continue to move in you and give you wisdom, courage, and joy, so that God's kingdom will come and God's will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Let us pray. God, we humbly come before you. We do desire to be faithful. We do desire to hear from you. And sometimes, God, you have seen the best in us, and sometimes you've seen the worst in us. Pray that you will continue to lead us, to help us to have an open heart to hearing what it is that you want to say to us and what you want to do, so that we can give a witness to the world of your great love for all, that we can give a witness to the world of how we deal with conflict, that we can give a witness to the world of how we can respect, love, encourage, confront, and surround each other in support. God, we are going to continue to trust you. We love you. We believe that you love us and that you have stood by us. So we lay ourselves out before you for your continued leading and blessing. In Christ's name, amen.
And now we're going to repeat together the statement that we have closed our assemblies with for many years. Is this going to be projected, or do we have papers on the table? You have a paper? Oh, it's being projected. Okay, so you can see that we invite everyone to speak in their language. And it would be beautiful to hear different languages here together. And would you all stand to do this? Together, we affirm our desire to continue in and witness to the non-resistant and simple faith in Christ, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Go in peace.